I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey everybody, it's Andy. It is pre-show in the dressing room. This will be good. David Oyelowo is here. He was last on with Lupita Nyong'o because they wanted to terrorize me by putting two confusing names on with each other. But I mastered it. Actually, I butched both of their names, but I will never mispronounce Oyelowo again. He's on with Elizabeth Hurley from the Royals. She's so beautiful and dishy and fun. And I have a fair amount of shady questions for her. So we'll see you inside the clubhouse. She plays the queen, he played Dr. King, and I'm getting royally wasted. It's Watch What Happens Live with Elizabeth Hurley and David Oyelowo now. To Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two British guests who are here to serve tea. While many of us are excited that an actress is about to marry a prince, she's an actress who's been the queen for three seasons now from the Royals on E! Welcome back, Elizabeth Hurley. Great to see you. And he's acted in a number of serious and important roles, but I have an important announcement. He is also seriously funny in his new movie, Gringo. The trailer itself made me howl. Hey, David Oyelowo, great to see you. And, you know, some people think that everyone from London or the UK know each other. Do the two of you know each other?
No, we don't. Just met.
Yep. There you go. See? You're wrong. Okay, we have a Top Chef spoiler alert. So if you don't want to know anything about Top Chef, press pause, turn the channel, whatever. Here it comes. Over at our Hidden Valley Ranch Bar, it is Last Chance Kitchen and the winner of Top Chef, Joe Flam. Hey, Joe. Great to see you. Congratulations. This is major. Did you think you were going to win?
No. I was never prepared to win. I was just trying to survive it. And then it's like to come out on top.
Wow. That is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm very happy for you. Okay, let's get started. By the way, I should announce, we are going to be announcing the Top Chef fan favorite a little later in the show, so be prepared for that. David, you have a role in Jay-Z's star-studded music video for the song Family Feud.
Yeah.
I have a speed round of questions for you about that appearance.
Okay.
Who approached you to do the cameo?
Ava DuVernay, the director.
She did.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that Ava was directing this music video?
I wasn't surprised, but my kids were over the moon that their dad was in a Jay-Z video.
Were you surprised that Jay-Z used the song to finally admit that he cheated on Beyoncé?
Ooh, no.
Okay. Did you get to see Jay and Beyonce on set?
No.
Did you meet Blue Ivy?
No.
What was your reaction to the finished product?
Amazing.
Thank you very much. Anyway, what's he gonna say? No, it was horrible. I know you have questions for Elizabeth Hurley and David Oyelowo, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Elizabeth Hurley plays the Sovereign of England. Do you watch The Crown, by the way?
I have seen it, yeah.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. But maybe the real HBIC is a little hairy bitch in the castle. Oh, shady corgi.
Good evening, queens.
Hi, shady corgi. Shady corgi, here's what. Elizabeth, our shady corgi has some questions that, like her fully furry belly, are kind of low down. Okay, what's your first question, shady corgi?
Confirm or deny you dated Yolanda Hadid's ex, David Foster.
Is it true?
Oh, we're friends.
You are friends. Okay, shady corgi, what else you got?
If you were the real queen, which of your movies would you banish from existence?
Oh, gosh, so many.
Bedazzled?
No. How could he say that? Mean, cruel. No, you know what? I did a pretty shady movie a year or two ago with Gérard Depardieu in Chechnya.
Oh,
possibly
God.
That one doesn't necessarily need to be seen.
Okay,
yet.
Very good. Okay, shady corgi, what's your last question?
Name your least favorite Elton John song.
Oh, you're great friends with Elton John.
I mean, I really love all of them, but... maybe Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Okay. See you later, shady corgi.
Ta-ta for now.
You know what? I never liked a corgi. I don't know why the queens. I don't know why the queen loves corgis.
They're my least favorite dogs.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yet another thing we have in common.
Yay!
Second, although David Oyelowo was pretty late to the Instagram game, they must have grandfathered him in because he started an account a few months ago and even follows over 50 people. Here's what. Let's find out what kind of Instagram posts appeal to David as we play Would You Like It? David, I'm going to show you an Instagram post, and okay. You tell me whether you would give it a like or leave it alone.
Okay.
Then we're going to reveal who posted it.
Okay. All right.
Would you like this shot of a mom holding a baby's hand?
Yes.
You would. Okay. That was Kylie Jenner's. Oh. Okay. Would you like this picture of a woman riding a bull statue?
Definitely not.
Okay. That is Ramona from the New York Housewives. Would you like these sandy feet relaxing on a beach?
I would be indifferent.
Okay. That was Michelle Obama's. Would you like this vegan treat?
No.
That belongs to Beyonce. It's kind of fun to see
wow.
Whose it is. Would you like this haircut selfie?
For sure, because it's you.
No, but it's actually Scott Disick's.
Ah. So,
would you like this insane bounty of fresh vegetables?
No.
That is Oprah, and she has many bounty
cards.
That's okay. Would you like this shameless gym shot? Would you like a gym shot of a dude, basically?
No.
That's The Rock's. Would you like this picture of an abandoned hairbrush?
Yes.
That belongs to Tom Hanks.
Ah.
Okay, thank you very much. Finally, since both of my guests are British and I'm a well-known Brit-stirrer, let's play a game where they have to choose between their mother, England, or Uncle Sam. Here's what. I'm going to show you pairs of things where one is from here and one is from across the pond. You just tell me honestly which is superior.
Okay.
Both of you. Okay, which is better, Buckingham Palace or the White House, do you think?
Buckingham Palace.
Of course.
Okay. Which is better, Queen Elizabeth or Donald Trump?
Oh, my goodness.
Not a contest.
Yes, yes.
Which is better, the word bollocks or the word bull?
Oh, bollocks.
Yes. Which is better, spotted dick or fruitcake?
Spotted dick.
Okay. Which is better, Elton John or Billy Joel? Oh, that's one for the ages.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Elton.
Yeah, okay. Which is better, going on holiday or going on vacation?
Vacation's pretty sexy.
Yeah. Wow, I was going to say holiday. Which is better, tea and biscuits or coffee and biscotti?
Tea and biscuits.
Benedict Cumberbatch or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch for me.
Leonardo for me.
Ah, it's split. Which is better, the Queen's Guards or the Secret Service?
Look at that hat.
Yeah,
come on. Queen's Guards. Which is better, the Brit Awards or the Grammys?
Grammys.
The Grammys.
Really? Which is better, cricket or baseball?
Cricket.
Baseball.
Oh. Thank you. Which is better, Julie Andrews or Carol Burnett?
Julie Andrews.
I'm shocked you had to ask.
What? Thank you very much for playing your tag. You know, you have both met the Queen. The Queen yes. gave you a great honor, right?
The OBE, yes.
Oh, you had yeah. a
Wow. Yes. Aren't you very well, young you? To be named
yes.
an OBE?
I am, yes.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. What was it like? And wait, Elizabeth, have you not met
I've
the Queen?
I've never met the
You're
Queen.
Kidding.
No.
You've met all the rest.
I've seen her
right.
at Royal Ascot. I've spied her, but
okay.
I didn't get
and, it. But I'm assuming, did you meet Diana?
No.
Never.
Did you?
No, never.
No.
So what is it like meeting the Queen?
It's very brief.
Yes.
But I felt very honored to become an officer of the British Empire.
I bet.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Wow. Very cool. Elizabeth, Louisa Kay wants to know how you felt when you saw Lady Gaga wearing that Versace dress. Were you flattered? This is the safety pin dress.
Yes, and it was the very one, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, I was. She looked fabulous.
Yes.
That All safety right. pin dress was a significant part of my adolescence.
Is that true? Really?
I just felt you should know that.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it.
David, did it make you horny?
I couldn't possibly comment.
Let's go to the phones. It's Tara from New York. Hey, Tara, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Elizabeth.
Okay.
Elizabeth, did you agree with Hugh Grant on Howard Stern saying that humans aren't meant to be in long-term monogamous relationships?
Humans. No, I don't think I agree with that.
Maybe it's
no.
just Hugh.
Hugh man. Yeah, Hugh yes. man probably isn't meant to be.
Are you and Hugh still close buddies?
We are.
How surprised are you that he's had so many kids?
But he had another one last
yes,
week.
Yes, I heard. Yeah.
No, he
I mean, it's like, it's not, he now
he has
he
five.
Can't stop
yeah.
having kids.
No, I know. And he was over 50 when he spawned them all, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, does that not shock you? Given...
No, he's, you know what? No, he's actually an enchanting dad.
Right.
Really, really sweet. And having That's these great. Kids has actually transformed him
wow.
from a very miserable person into a...
to fairly miserable. Like, moderately
but It's an improvement.
Miserable.
He's gone right. up the scale.
Back to the phones. It's Michelle from Tampa. Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for David.
Kay.
David, what was the craziest part of Oprah's birthday celebration, and what did you get her as a present?
Well, I got her... she's really difficult to buy for, by
yes.
the way. I got her this beautiful candle stand in the shape of an O, which thankfully she liked. And the craziest thing that happened is she showed us where the mudslides that went through Montecito,
right.
how they'd taken down her gate, completely missed her house,
wow.
went around her house and then back down.
She's
so it was
blessed.
Kind of a miracle. Yeah, she's definitely
So does that mean
touched.
Her gate is down so we can all kind of be getting into her house right now? I think if you looked up, if you Googled, what should I buy Oprah for her birthday,
yeah.
like a candle hold stand in the shape of an O is a classic. I mean, it's so good. Elizabeth, Victoria V wants to know, where would you rate Chase Crawford as a kisser on your pantheon of on-screen kisses?
Oh, well, quite high.
Quite high.
Yeah.
Sally wants to know what your favorite hair product is, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, it would have to be a volumizer, probably.
A volumizer. Mark N. texted, David, I was so disappointed that GQ ripped into you for wearing an infinity scarf. Do you agree with them that infinity scarves look like flaccid neck braces?
I like that neck scarf,
yes.
and I will wear it to my heart's content.
Very good. Let's go to Debbie from South Carolina. Hey, Debbie, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Elizabeth.
Okay.
Elizabeth, so since you're so close to Victoria Beckham, have you gotten any tea about the Spice Girls reunion, and is Posh on board?
And have you gotten any info about a Spice Girls reunion?
Well, you know, I don't have insider info, but I believe it's going ahead, and I think she's in it.
Really?
Very exciting.
Wow, that would be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Is she your favorite Spice Girl?
You know, I liked all of them.
Yeah.
I like Baby Spice. She was cute. And I like Ginger Spice. Right. They were all cute. But yeah, Victoria was great.
Right. Okay, it's game time, everybody. Since both of my guests are gifted actors, it's time for another round of that Clubhouse classic, Bravo Logs. Elizabeth and David, you will both give us your interpretations of some iconic lines that were once uttered by Bravo celebrities. And I will give you my picks. David killed it last time he was here, which is why we're doing it again. So beware, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you are up first. We're going to start with NeNe Leakes. Elizabeth, you can interpret this any way you would like. Yes.
Maybe she's getting Croy a new set of booty implants. Run with that. He's getting some new booty implants put in, installed in his ass.
With an English accent. I mean, an American accent. That was very good. Okay, David, I'm yellow.
Let's do this. Okay.
I can't believe that Kim had the audacity to run around and act like I got roaches in my house. I'm sure she got worms inside of her ass, okay? Worms, honey.
All right. Okay, we will move on to Marlo Hampton, as performed by Elizabeth Hurley. She is a Real Housewife of Atlanta friend.
There are certain things in your home I didn't like. I felt your doormat should have been larger. I would never be a messy bitch and take a picture of it.
Yes, all right.
I want to see that show.
Last up, Marlo. Okay, David.
You're not a vegan. You don't even know how to spell the vegan backwards. You're big as hell. You're big as a chicken. A fat chicken injected with a whole bunch of crap, and your breath stank.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Kathy from California. Hey, Kathy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. You're awesome.
Thanks.
My question is for David. Okay. Since he's known for being a little bit high maintenance, what was the most diva thing that P. Diddy did on the set of Raisin in the Sun?
Oh, she wasn't saying you.
Oh. I was gonna say it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, what was the most
the most incredible thing? He really dedicated himself to playing that role. So he was in sweats a lot of the time. You couldn't really tell it was who he was until he did an interview on set where he put a huge fur coat over his sweats to do this interview. And then the interview was done, and the fur coat came off, and he was back in.
Nice. Yeah. Excited for the royal wedding?
Very excited.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Will you be there?
Well, I haven't been invited yet. But,
do you know? Have you ever met Meghan Markle?
I did meet her because we were both working for NBC at the same time. So I met her at one of our, you know, things we have to do. And this is before she was dating Prince Harry. And she was enchanting. You must have interviewed her too. She's enchanting.
Yeah. Wow.
Really, really nice. Clever and nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to my guests' sons. Both of my guests have teen boys who are killing it on screen and on the runway. Tonight's Jackal goes to the new trend of glitter beer, because the only thing worse than straight bros puking in the street on St. Paddy's Day is straight bros puking glitter on the street. I can't handle it. Wait, that's SantaCon, basically. I want to thank Elizabeth Early, David Oyelowo, and Joe Flam. We are back with Elizabeth Early and David Oyelowo. Gringo is in theaters tomorrow, and the Royals start at Sunday at 10. The Crown, the Royals are all great shows that I'm fascinated by. Behind the bar, it's Joe Flam from Top Chef. It's the Last Chance Kitchen winner. And in the audience, it's Fatima and Adrian. Great to see you. What was the hardest challenge this season?
For me, it was having to cook with all the little kids' utensils. Uh-huh. All the little baby utensils. That was the worst one.
What was your hardest?
Adrian did really well on that one, obviously.
Right.
Little hands.
Mine was the camping one.
Yes.
I think everyone knew that.
Yeah, there you go.
That was awful.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Macon from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hey, what's your question?
I've got a question for Elizabeth. What do you say to the people that hate on the fact that your son takes your bikini photos?
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't take all my bikini photos.
He doesn't, okay.
By the way, some of them are professional, some of them by my sister. Anybody who I can get to say, hey, if we had a camera now, I'd say, hey, Andy, take a picture. It's not all my son. But you know what? If we're on holiday together, see, I said holiday, not vacation.
Yes.
But if we're on vacation together, sure, he'll take some pictures.
Right.
And you know what? He's got a really good eye, and he's studying photography. And it's ridiculous to say it's silly.
Yes.
He's seen me.
How old is he, by the way?
15, nearly 15. 16.
Yes. And is he modeling?
No, not yet.
And your son is modeling. We just saw him on the runway. How old is he?
He's 16.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And is that something that he just always wanted to do? Or?
No, not at all. He was doing a reading in church, and of course, only in LA would this happen. There was a model scout.
Unbelievable.
In church who approached him. And that was one of his very first things, was walking the runway in Milan for Dolce & Gabbana.
Wow. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Annabelle from Texas. Hi, Andy. I got to ask David, how hard was it to keep the Cloverfield paradox a secret? And did you accidentally tell anyone about it before the Super Bowl?
You know what? This is how stealth J.J. Abrams is. Even we who were in the film didn't know till the day of the Super Bowl.
You're kidding.
That it was going to be coming out. We had all thought it was going to come out in theaters on April 20th. On the morning of the Super Bowl, I was in Minnesota. We had a conference call with him at 11 o'clock. All the actors were on. And that's where we found out that it was going to be out that night. We found out the title. And we found out there were going to be two trailers on the Super Bowl. So that's how much JJ trusts us to keep a secret.
And by the way, were you excited about that? Or were you like, well, no, wait a minute. I was planning on going to the premiere on April 19th.
No, I was kind of astonished. And look, these days, it's tough to get people to see movies. There's so much great stuff to watch. And so anything that's going to grab people's attention, which it did, millions of people who maybe wouldn't have seen it did.
Right. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, my name's Corbin. I'm from Texas.
Hey.
My question's for David.
Okay.
On a scale from zero to Kris Jenner, how much of a dadager are you with your son Asher's modeling career?
Okay, on a scale of zero to Kris Jenner, how much of a dadager are you?
Dadager? What is a dadager?
It's like a momager, but a dad.
Oh. Thanks for explaining.
Yes.
If you're saying, am I supportive of it?
Yeah.
Are you managing him.
Oh.
Are you managing?
Oh,
are you like, son, we have to get you. You better not eat that pudding you have to.
Oh, no. Not at all. I hope
you have a go-see tomorrow for Versace.
No. I'm hoping he's not going to take it very seriously at all. He's an A student, and he's brilliant at all kinds of things other than modeling. So it's just a pastime at the moment.
Right. So I was asking during the break, so Joan Collins, we will be seeing more of her this season.
Yeah, she's back really with a vengeance in season four of The Royals. And she's got a lot to do, and I'm glad all her scenes with me.
Great.
And they're my favorite scenes of all. She's hysterical.
Yeah.
Really, really funny.
All right, everybody catch The Royals on E! On Sunday and Gringo in theaters tomorrow. We'll see you around next time. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.